Ist getaucht.
Overall, I don't know what all the statistics say at this point, just my general feel. And obviously, it hurts. I mean, with the expectation that we had coming in here, because we wanted to come in and we felt like we had a chance to win this game, and we did. We made a couple mistakes. I felt like, you know, the real key to this game was circled around two areas. I think one, when it was 14-7 and we had the ball, we're trying to get in a two-minute offense with 3 minutes to go in the game and drive down the field, or at least get a field goal right before half, and we fumble. And instead of going in at 14-7 or 17-7 at worst, 17-7 or 14-7 at worst, we fumble and go in a tie game. The other thing, the defense, we talked at halftime, we needed to come out, we needed to create two turnovers in the second half, and they did it. And boy, I mean, defensively, they really stood up, and we couldn't get anything going, and we couldn't make anything happen with that. Then at the end, we couldn't get a stop. I mean, honestly, I don't know what all the stats say, but I thought our defense played pretty decent. I mean, they nickel and dimed us all day. They just, you know, they may have rushed for 9,000 yards today, but our defense gave up 21 points today, more or less. I mean, I would have loved to have a field goal on that one stop, but we didn't give up many big plays. We kept the ball in front of us. I take my hat off to Navy because they played an excellent football game and they played well. I thought a lot of their leadership really showed up with all those seniors that we had talked about, all those guys that have played. All of a sudden they had two turnovers. They turned and stepped it up a notch. We had our opportunities after those two turnovers, and we made some mistakes. We made some mistakes and couldn't get it going offensively. I don't think we played our best game offensively tonight, but I think we learned a lot about our football team. I thought our players played hard. I thought they competed. I'm proud of the way they competed, the way they played together. Well, just sit down and watch a film before I can talk about a lot of individual performances hard to see from the field.
Coach, when they did score that one drive, 7.5 minutes, that just really is backbreaking when they drive 93 yards and go 7.5 minutes, and that was what got them up to 28 points. That was tough.
It was. I mean, again, I don't know what the longest play during that entire drive was. It might have been about 8 yards, you know. I mean, an entire drive. And again, you look at it, and they're good at what they do. They didn't make any mistakes. They, you know what I'm saying? They did. They did a nice job with it. And if you can turn and take it, and you can, I don't know, how many times they run the ball today? I mean, you know what? And they're a running football team, and that's what they do. And they come off the ball, and they're low, and, you know, they cut you, and they're going to get into your legs and all that type of stuff, and they do a nice job. They get the pads down, they come off the ball, they move it forward, and they say, okay, we got 3-4 yards. Oh, we're in great shape. Well, I mean, and they're right on track, and that's what they did. But yeah, it's backbreaking, but I really did. I thought our defense played pretty well tonight. And again, statistically, that may show me totally to be an idiot to stand up here and make that comment, but I thought our defense gave up 21 points tonight. You know, you take a team that's been averaging 34, you take an offensive team with a lot of their skill back, we got to score more than 23 against a team like this if we're going to win. And I thought from an offensive standpoint, I think the inexperience up front really showed up. You know, I think we just, I thought James took a beating tonight. James took a beating. We couldn't protect them. There were times we had guys running wide open downfield, and you look in the back of them, James running for life. You know, I mean, I didn't think we played very well up front in the offensive line, but that's what happens when you play a freshman. You know, a guy that's never played on the offensive line before, and a guy that's never played center before. That's what happens.
Coach, and, no, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I've talked enough.
You mentioned the chop block, and I know there were some concerns coming into this game. It looks like you may have gotten an injury or even two out of that, and it seemed like that may have been the cause of that.
Yeah. Again, until I see the film and see how it happened, I don't know. I just can't comment on it. I hate it for Brandon Setzer. I would hate to lose him. With something like that, I would hate to lose him. But I just can't comment on it until I see the film. You just don't know if his foot got stuck in the ground and, you know, the guy came off straight ahead or whatever. You just don't know.
Without being able to see the stats, obviously James at times looked pretty solid throwing the ball. Found a lot of receivers, especially in that first half. Looked like he probably threw about maybe 6 or 7 different guys in that first half. What does that tell you kind of going forward? I mean,
think we have a really good core of receivers. I think that was obvious today. I don't know how many guys he threw it to, but we've been talking about the six or seven guys that we're playing with. When you talk about Allison and Bobby Good, you're talking about Phillip Henry. You're talking about Kevin Roach. When you're talking about Devon Drew. We talked about Steven Rogers, Jamar Bryant. You know, I mean, there's seven guys right there. I think they all were involved today. And, you know, you can't just drop back and say, I'm going to throw it to him. You know, you take what the defense gives you, and I thought James did a good job of reading defenses and moving the ball around to what they were giving us. And I think when James has time, he can be pretty daggone good. You know, but I've said this before, I don't think anybody's good when they're rushed back there and they're throwing it with somebody sticking their helmet in your navel. You know, it's hard to be real accurate with the ball back there. And I think we've got some size up front, but I think we're very inexperienced and we're very young. And I came into this saying I'm worried about two things. I'm worried about our linebackers, and I'm worried about our offensive line. I still feel a concern for those two areas. I mean, especially with the injuries we had with Pierre Bell not being able to play in this game and Daniel Moese. I'm concerned about it. It's hard for me to make that comment until I watch his film, but it's like one time after another, it was like, well, the linebacker cut off, you know, well, I mean, this happened, well, that, and just, I don't think we're real experienced. I don't think we're consistent enough yet. Oh, we'll make some plays, just like the offensive line. There's a couple times we open holes up, and you go, wow, they look great. And then the next time, there's four guys in a backfield on an inside zone play. You're like, what is happening up front? And it's just, it's a hit or miss, and it's hard to get into a rhythm. And as I said before, what Navy does a great job of is they're not going to give up the big play. They're going to make you go 80 yards to meet me on a consistent basis. And we proved today we weren't good enough to do that.
Talk about James today. Threw for almost 300 yards, a couple of touchdowns, no interceptions.
Is that what he had?
Yeah.
I mean, I thought he competed, especially for the beating he took. I thought he competed. I thought he played hard. I thought he played well. I thought he made some really good decisions. He didn't put the ball in jeopardy. I think James played really well. I think it's a shame that we can't give him more time right now, and we got to do a better job of being able to protect him.
In the preseason, you said it's not so much how important the Navy game is, it's how you respond to the
game. I agree.
It looks pretty prophetic right now, doesn't it?
No, I mean, no doubt. I think this is going to be the key. Just how we're going to respond to this whole thing, because you lose. What are you going to... It's like I say to the team afterwards, you know what? We lost the national championship today. That's what we lost. I mean, we can't play for a national championship. We still go to a bowl. We can still play for our conference. But we still got a lot to go on. I mean, and how we respond to this is going to be critical.